This prelude in C is 35 measures long. It's in the key of C, as we would expect. What I'd like to do while I'm teaching it to you is teach you the names of the chords that are the underlying chord for each of these arpeggios, because the song is made up primarily just of arpeggios. It's still just a beautiful song, even given its simplicity. But this would also be a good chance to talk about the names of these chords as they occur. So let's start with the first four measures. Here they are. So measure one is made up of two arpeggios of a C chord. So left hand, we're playing middle C with our third. As soon as I hit it, the sustain pedal goes down. And then I'll play the E above that with my first. Then right hand, we will play the G above that with our first, C above that with our third, E above that with our fourth. Then we come back right hand and play the G again with our first, C above that with our second, E above that with our fourth. And then we do all of that again. And that's measure one. For measure two, we get a new chord. And we will do it twice as well. This is a D minor 7. And the way I'm doing this is I'm playing the C in my left hand, and that's middle C, pedal up and down. Then play the D above that with our second finger. Then right hand, we'll play the A above that with our first, D above that with our third, F above that with our fifth, then go back to the A with the first, D with the third, F with the fifth. And then we do all of that again. Then in measure three, we get a G7 chord. The way we do this is we play B, D, G, D, F. So left hand, this is the B below middle C with our third, pedal up and down, D above that with our first. Then right hand, we'll play the G above that with our first, D above that with our third, and then F above that with our fifth. Then we come back and play the G again with our first, D above that with our third, F above that with our fifth. And then we do all of that again. So left hand, B, D, right hand, G, D, F, G, D, F. Then in measure four, it's back to our C chord. So it's the same thing we did for measure one. So left hand, middle C, and then E. Right hand, G, C, E, G, C, E. And then we do all of that again. And that's the first four measures. Let's take a look at the next four.